Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about the advantages of using virtual hard disks, or VHDs, over traditional drive partitioning. It's a fascinating topic.
Absolutely. I've always been curious about VHDs. So why are they supposedly better than just partitioning my hard drive?
Well, the article lays out four key reasons. First off, portability. Imagine a freelancer coding on different machines all the time. With a VHD, their entire development environment, editors, scripts, databases, lives on this portable disk, ready to go anywhere. No more tedious setup every time they switch locations.
That's incredibly convenient. So it's like carrying your entire digital workspace on a USB stick, essentially.
Precisely. Just plug in the VHD, mount it, and boom, you're in your familiar environment. Windows 7 and later natively support this, so no extra software is needed. You can even boot directly from a VHD for a truly self-contained OS.
Wow, that's impressive. What's the second advantage?
Safety. VHDs offer a sandboxed environment. Think of it as a digital clean room. You can test experimental software, run risky scripts, without fear of messing up your main system. If something goes wrong, just delete the VHD. No harm done.
That's smart. Like a virtual crash test dummy for your computer. Much safer than using a partition for testing.
Exactly. Speaking of partitions, the article highlights their downsides. Once you partition a drive, it's a pretty permanent move. Resizing or removing them can be a real headache, often requiring reformatting. Not so with VHDs.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a major commitment with partitioning. So VHDs sidestep that inflexibility?
Completely. That brings us to the fourth point, flexible storage. VHDs, especially the VHDX format, can grow dynamically. You set a maximum size, but the file only uses the space it needs. Add more data, it expands. Need less, it shrinks back down. Much more efficient than a fixed partition.
So, it's like having a partition that breathes, adjusting to your needs? That's pretty cool.
A perfect analogy. And unlike partitions, deleting a VHD is as simple as deleting a file. The article makes a strong case for using VHDs. They offer a modern, flexible approach to managing digital workspaces, testing environments, and even entire operating systems.
I have to admit, I'm sold. You know, I'd always thought partitioning was the go-to solution. But after hearing this, VHDs seem like a far superior option for many scenarios, especially that sandbox feature. A huge plus for anyone who likes to experiment.
Couldn't agree more. It's a real game changer. Well, that about wraps up our discussion on the benefits of VHDs. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time, happy computing.
Goodbye.